present is Evelyn Payson, Lynn Christie, Laura Dworak, Hamid De Silva, Dave Edgington, Kathy Sable, Phil Sable, board members, Lisa Hober, treasurer, and public, Chris Papalizio, Peter Rutledge, and Keith Martin.
No one virtual.
Okay. So do we want to make a motion to accept the minutes?
I'll
stretch it. There was a slight change in the minutes today.
Yes, there was. Well,
and it was just one word, so.
Right. There was a change.
Okay.
So in the president's report, it says the association does let members use their equipment. So I had Kathy put in the word does not.
Right, that was a motion mistake on my
part.
That's
but,
a big
right, no. So I don't accept the minutes, and I'm going to, and Kathy probably knows why, because we emailed just a little while ago. In the last meeting, we had a discussion about the webmaster and the webmaster's budget. We had a lot of discussion on that. And there's nothing in the minutes, and I just feel like it's not up to us to omit any subject or anything that's discussed. If the webmaster, you know, has contention, that he can come to a meeting or he can also publicize his concerns. But Kathy said in her email that he provided a report of his expenses. So I can tell you, last year, his report said, Liz, thanks.
I was on the budget committee.
Yes.
Yes.
Lynn, thanks. I will email you the budgetary needs tomorrow. And so he said the next day, based on inflation, I'd like to have $550 set aside for website expenses for the 23-24 budget year. The possible expenditures will include, and then he lists several. 24-25, which would be this year. My expenses are tied up in things I never really have any say or input or notification of, such as registration for the website URL, and I don't recall buying any software last year, so let's go with $700. Those are the reports I got. So to me, I said to him, could you please make an update, And I explained to him how his expenses were budgeted for $500 last fiscal year, and your actual spending was $776.28. But this fiscal year, you are budgeted for $550, which already seems under budgeted. What would you like to budget for next fiscal year? And then that's when he came back with his response. So that's the report he gave me. I don't know why I would omit that whole conversation from our minutes.
It has been my practice ever since I've been secretary to take into consideration what people say to me, just like when you look back, wanted to change the minutes from that we were having non-wired mics versus wired mics. Evelyn did something with Keith early on in the year. So it's not changing, I mean, it's an omission, I'm just not putting it in there because he has a big problem with it.
But that's not a reason to omit minutes, Kathy. I
can do whatever you like, Laurie, and you can have a pissing match with Mike.
I don't want to have a pissing
match. That's what you're going to have, so I'm just telling you.
But it's a document that has to record our minutes. We can't decide what we omit and what we don't. And what
the minutes are fine. It says in there that the website expenses were increased to 1,000 or whatever it was increased.
But there was a whole discussion on the webmaster and how he clearly says he doesn't know what his expenses are. So that whole conversation was legitimate. Would you like me to read it again?
No, not at all.
My expenses are tied up in things I never really have any say or input or notification of.
I can change the minutes, Laurie, if that's what you're requesting. I'll change them back, and I will let Mike know it, and you guys can take it from there.
I asked him to meet with me 3 times.
That's not what we're talking about. We're talking about the minutes right now. So if you'd like me to change the minutes, I can certainly do that. I will change them, and I will put in every single minute conversation that you had about the website.
I'm asking you to take minutes like you normally take minutes, Kathy. You don't have to put every minute conversation, but there's absolutely no minute
that I will do that. So okay. I don't know why we're arguing.
We're not arguing.
Well, you are arguing.
So we're debating on what we should and shouldn't put in the minutes.
Kathy said she'll put it in. Yeah.
Right.
So it's on
you.
Yeah. The important thing is to have a meeting and you've got to stop and discuss it. That's
okay.
Right.
Okay. All right.
Good enough.
So you put them in with the side note that if you want to have a pitching contest with Mike, it's not what I want. It's what happened in the meeting. That's why we have the minutes. That's all I want to say.
But it sounds like Mike doesn't want them in there. Is that?
He had some issues with the fact that it was stated that he did not give a report and things of that nature. That is his idea of a report, is what he gave you. So, in my opinion, I don't know. You would have to ask him.
So,
okay.
But this isn't about opinion. Yeah. This is about what was said.
I'm trying to find everyone when they come to me with the minutes. People say things, I didn't say that, I didn't mean that, or whatever. We're a small community, we try to be kind to each other.
If I have an intention, I listen to the audio.
Oh,
I listen to
the
audio. So.
Yeah, right. Right. Right.
So,
it's
so it doesn't matter.
So as far as the part that we did, the switching of the word does and does not, can we agree to... What I'm saying is, can we agree to approve the edited, the change?
That edit, yes.
We can wait till next month to approve the minutes.
Yeah.
Oh, it's not a problem?
No,
okay. So why don't we, I'll make a motion that we wait until next month to
review
the minutes. They review them. How's that?
Well, since, I mean, there was already a motion on the floor.
So you have to revise the motion.
I will revise my motion that we postpone accepting the minutes of last month until they're edited.
I'll second that.
Thank you.
All in favor?
Aye. Those opposed?
Uh-huh.
Motion carries. Okay. Is there any public comment?
You have members of the public.
Yeah, I have a public comment.
You know the rules? You have no rules.
Does that mean that I'll say them properly or not?
No. So basically, you can speak in public comment, there's no correspondence, and then through the rest of the meeting, you can't speak.
Okay. So I can speak now?
Yeah. Hold forever, hold your peace.
Well, I would like to, someone that was asked to do some fact-finding on maintenance to the pickleball court, there was a small group of us, including Pete, and Tom, Terrell, Chris Terrell, Keith, to do some fact findings for the pickleball courts in terms of maintenance. And some of that fact finding would include getting quotes to make repairs to the court. Not replace or a major overhaul, but do repairs to the court that are obvious. Cracks, resurfacing, relining the courts for tennis and pickleball. So, after we did receive a quote or two, what I'd like to ask the board is if we could formalize a committee to look further into this type of work, to look further into the maintenance requirements of the courts for the upcoming year as well as future years moving out. And we'd like to have a formal committee with a chair, with board members, and folks that just have general knowledge of tennis courts and pickleball courts.
Mm-hmm.
So we would like to go out and ask you for that with twofold. One, the establishment of the committee, which we already have some fact-finding geared towards the end goal, which is to try to make a referendum at the 20th August meeting to ask the members for money to make some of these repairs. So if at all possible, we are seeking estimates now of what it would take to make these repairs. Also, you know, what type of work these contractors have done, the guarantees of what they are offering, the longevity of the repairs, and so on and so forth, with the end goal of coming up to the board and its members and saying, here's what not to exceed price based on the so many quotes that we'll have by the 20th. And that's what we would like to do, to include adding additional two pickleball courts to the two that are already on our courts. So refurbishing the two tennis courts and four pickleball courts.
I have some questions.
Sure.
Good.
We don't correspond in public comment.
Okay, so some of the questions that you might have
frustrating, Lynn, but that's
are,
how we are. We're all public.
Are people amenable to these types of changes? We did have some collaboration with Tom Terrell, who's an avid tennis player, and his son Chris, as well as my wife Jenny and I. Pete and I, we went to several different court locations looking at different color schemes, paint schemes, what's more amenable to tennis. The emphasis for this activity was geared towards tennis. Tennis players, just by the nature of the speed of the game and the movement of the game, have to have a certain concentration for tennis. And the courts will be more amenable towards that activity. However, pickleball, with the way that that's played, very similar to what you would see at the East Haddam course, the outdoor course, they would look very similar to that. And I do have a color scheme, which you can't ask questions, but I do have a color scheme which mimics the East Haddam courts. Which is, if you look at it, it just looks like tennis courts, but if you look a little closer, you could see the light outline of the pickleball courts. We've massaged this with some of the tennis players, and we did get a verbal head nod that this color scheme is acceptable to them. So we did do some homework there. I think between Pete and I, we looked at about 8 different facilities. This firm here being the number one pick from this small little fact-finding mission that we have. So I don't know if that got your itch, but the whole goal here is we have a big investment down there. It was a big investment when it was initially established. We have a quote to, if we go back and we say, okay, we're going to start from scratch, we're going to let the courts go another 5 or 6 years and let them come out with a first repair. You can't repair a crack that's a half a foot big. So now we have to redo the entire courts. There's going to be a time that that's going to happen. We're not at that point yet. We've had 3 contractors already look at the cracks. They are repairable. There's a technique that they can use that will fix these cracks. But to replace what we have is a $300,000 investment to replace what is at East Haddam outdoor pickleball courts. It's roughly about $300,000 to do that here. It was $250,000 for East Haddam Town Hall. So just a little bit more information. What we're asking for the board is to have a formal committee to go and try to address the maintenance requirements for our courts and pickleball and tennis courts.
Thank you. Can you start?
Yeah.
So, Laura, I want to ask a question. We're not supposed to answer that, but how do we get back to them? Okay.
Right.
How do we get back to them? Yeah.
Yes, you can speak. You're in public comments. So
yeah.
So, one thing I would like added to the scope, because if we're talking about tennis courts, with pickleball becoming more prevalent, tennis is seeing an upsurge, especially with, you know, the tennis matches on TV. Most courts have rules of use. You know, use it for as long as you want, but if someone else comes, sign up, and people have to relinquish the courts. So I would like to include in that, if appropriate, or maybe you need a separate committee, I don't know, to discuss court usage rules, just for, you know, timing, for common courtesy. And then with that, you know, we already have Tuesday and Thursday evenings where it's a group pickleball, and be able to have cutout times, like when there's a large group, to say, all right, it's reserved from these. I am not asking that anytime someone wants to play tennis or pickleball, they have to come and reserve ahead of time. I'm just asking for common practice tennis court rules to be out there.
Okay.
Thank you.
Any more public comments?
I guess my only public comment is that I guess I'm the third leg of the stool, but I don't play pickleball or tennis. But my concern coming off the budget committee was that we needed to look at long-term programs that reviewed our long-term assets, whether it's a pavilion, tennis courts, or anything else that's a large cost to the association. And I think this is the first step in trying to at least have that asset have some planning for the long term for maintenance and repairs so that we don't have that big $300,000 plus. So that's my only public comment and why I'm involved.
Can I have a second one? So it was brought up about the asset and the the deterioration, and it's an asset. I would also like to add, it's a liability. If someone gets their foot caught in one of those cracks, right, we're going to have a bigger expenses.
Yeah, the last comment I'll make is, although Pete and I, and Keith, I guess we're not technically part of the board, we did have an opportunity to read the bylaws, and we understand, if you do approve to formulate this committee, we would want to make sure we're in the members of this committee are within the bylaws of Lake Hayward. So folks that on a budget committee, would not be members, we would potentially have some liaisons, but the members and the chair would be in the guidelines of the bylaws. We absolutely want that.
And one more and what we talked about doing as well is that we'll talk about fixing the cracks, painting the lines, and if we do have rules, we'll have to post them, so we need to sign them. But we would provide, if it's all encompassing in our scope, we would provide a line item cost of each, so when we get there, we can say, all right, we can go to the board, or maybe possibly maybe the association, to say, yes, fix, no, paint the lines, no, sign, etc. Just so, that we don't have to have it all, but, we can ask, and then you guys can, I'll call it line item detail, or the association could do so.
Okay.
Thank you. Mm-hmm.
Peter, go big or go home, baby. Go big or go home. Sorry.
Is there any more public comment? Nancy, did you want to say anything? Nancy, can you
talk
virtually? Okay. Okay. If there's no more public comment?
Are we welcome to say?
Yes. Comment? I actually read about you too.
Oh, thank you.
Okay. So we do have another really busy meeting tonight, so I'll try to be efficient and move along. As you all have received emails regarding tennis pickleball committee requests, we'll discuss it in new business. Before the August association meeting planning, as a courtesy to Chris and Pete and Keith, for questions and clarification in new business. So moving on, I received correspondence regarding Dotter, which is an invasive plant that seems to be established in itself at Second Beach Garden. Corinne has offered knowledge and help to address the issue and has the original garden plan from Deep. So she will be visiting Ballot to look at that. And I don't know, did she get a hold of you, Phil?
Yes.
Okay. So I just wanted to let you know that. Is there anything about Dotter on Second Beach? I also received correspondence about people smoking cigars and cigarettes on the beaches. So another item I guess we'll need to address in the fall. I'm not sure how I hate to put more signs up or anything, but I received several correspondence on that. Lynn, I received your email today regarding Pula insurance,
mm-hmm.
and Phil, I just want to make sure your answer was questioned, your question was answered regarding the Little Beach Wrap claim. You asked if we would be getting money back for that.
No, I...
Yeah, you did. But it's okay, so...
You did.
I did not.
No, I just listened to the
audio. I was looking to get rid of it.
Okay. So, it's on the audio, but I wanted to make sure... You said, I mentioned that it was in our insurance policy for 2000, and you said, are we getting that money back? Because the Little Beach Wrap was gone. So, Lynn answered the question. No, apparently we wouldn't. And obviously, things like that need to come off the insurance, because it's obviously not worth it.
Mm-hmm.
I also wanted to note that on Lynn's email, and obviously we're going to talk about the insurance going forward, but I did speak to the insurance agent a week or two ago. And I asked him about why we are insured as an HOA. His response was that there's no general liability tax code for a special taxing district such as ours, because we're not a municipality. Therefore, we are insured as a corporation and an HOA. So I've asked him to email me the written communication on this and to substantiate what he's saying to me. This is what he said to me a couple weeks ago. And when he responds, I'll share it with all of you. So that's what he said.
Seems like a gray area.
When he explains it to me, it makes sense.
Yeah.
But
we're definitely not an HOA.
But you also understand that he has an incentive.
Yes, I do, completely. He's being paid
a commission.
Correct.
Based on his keeping our coverage.
Correct.
Can I just talk about this during other
meetings? Yeah,
we will.
Which is why I said I wanted in writing from him what his response is.
Okay.
So, I think that's all I got for the president's report.
Very good.
Financial reports. Lynn, tax collector?
Tax collector, as of today, we have 42 accounts. Now, this is not 42 individual tax owners, because we do have tax owners who have multiple accounts, but 42 accounts that are now tax due. We may end up getting a couple of envelopes, and it's all about when this envelope is postmarked in the next day or two that may reduce this slightly. Probably not. So we're about $18,809 still owing, plus an additional $577 in interest. And one of these accounts is the woman who's already in collection. And just as a reminder, we do have a pending tax sale, and that would be in September.
Is that in addition then to the one in collection? Is there a different one in collection?
Mm-hmm.
Just, is that the same one?
Same one.
Okay.
Subsequent year. All the Dunning notices are already printed. They're sitting in my car. They're going in the box tonight.
How many accounts are there in the association?
In total?
Yes.
I don't have the book. It's close to 500.
Yeah.
It's 490 in that general vicinity.
Does anybody have any other questions for the tax collector?
No. Thank you.
Yeah, thank you. Great email.
Mm-hmm. Okay, treasurer's report, Lisa.
So I posted the reports today on the drive. It's been a busy couple of weeks, but they are there. Kathy, this is the report you asked for last meeting.
Oh, thank you.
And I really don't have anything else. I mean, everything's going smoothly. And if you have any questions.
I have a couple. Not questions, comments, I guess. I do have some receipts for you. This is a check request for each one. These are on the account.
These are on the account?
Yep.
For
they'll be sending you the bill for them.
We have Ace Hardware and Shagbar.
Correct.
And $280 for traffic.
Okay. And Ladies' Night is coming up. last year I kind of coordinated with Nancy, no, Peggy.
Peggy.
Peggy. On how how did she want me to handle the money situation for that event. We came up with, I put the money out. When the money came in that night, I took the receipts from the guys, like they buy stuff. Nobody else here. There's a couple of guys that buy food. I myself spend probably about $300 or $400, $500 myself. What I do is at the end of the night, I take the money out of the till, pay everybody, give you all receipts.
No.
All right, well then.
Let's do it on the books.
All right, then I need a check for, I don't know, what's budgeted for ladies' night.
You know that's not off the top of my head, right?
No, I don't know. And let me know, if I'm right understanding, Kit, you want to come with them, so maybe I'm misunderstanding it.
What I do, for ladies' night.
Yeah.
I go out and I buy everything.
You buy everything. You have receipts.
I have receipts. Don Biacomato will go out and buy sausage and peppers. Sometimes he puts a receipt in. Sometimes he just says, I don't want it back. Dave goes out and buys the alcohol. Last year it was $130. Receipt.
Gary Peterson
bought the salad.
Okay.
Gave me a receipt.
Somebody's buying vegetables. You know.
When they, at the end of the night, or during the night, because I did all my work, so I just kind of float around. Once Dave is done collecting the money, I take the money. Dave gives me a receipt for $130. I give him the $130. Gary, if he spends $50 on salad, he gives me the receipt. Nothing goes out without a receipt coming to me.
Right. I'm just trying to figure out how that gets recorded and categorized, because if I'm going to...
can't everybody just do a check request? And submit it with the receipt, believe
me. I just thought...
That would be... Wouldn't that be the way every other person who wants money from the from our child does it?
So,
you wouldn't get it that night. You have to...
Yeah, but every other event, do we pay for that night? So, I can see why they can do it that night.
Well, it all just happened, and I received a pile of money that is now in my safe. I haven't had time to count it. That is going to be deposited, counted by me, deposited by me, and then he's going to submit receipts for expenses for the golf tournament.
Does that work? Everything, I would have everything within a day or two to you. Like I said, it's the way we did it last year, but I just want to make sure we have somebody new.
You would have to write and say the check would be payable to for those receipts.
Like who put names on the receipt?
I could do that too. I mean, So whatever is easier, whatever you want to do, I just...
You want to do it all in one night. Like, so you're going to hold the till, and then you're going to pay out the people.
Yes.
And then I have no record of what was paid.
Well, you do, because you have a list of all the ladies that came. It's $20 a head.
I have the income.
Right.
But I don't have what gets paid out.
The receipt.
You're going to give me a receipt for it.
I will have a receipt. I will have an itemized... list for you. Not just, I'm not like when I give you receipts here.
Yeah.
I will have it all itemized for you.
It sounds to me like the question is, so we had this conversation about ladies' night actually. It occurred to me. So in the budget, ladies' night makes revenue. Last year it made $700.
My bad.
So let me just finish. So it makes revenue, so it doesn't actually get budgeted for in advance. However, the event coordinator, who has a $9,000 budget, can front that money if that's the way you wanted it. So you would have to say to Lisa, you know, a check request for $500 towards food or whatever, if you want money up front. But that isn't the way that we normally do business. Normally, people would pay for it and then ask Lisa for a check request. And that's how we've always done ladies' night before.
That's probably how we did it last year and the year before last year.
Yeah. I
wasn't
here.
Right.
Yeah. I mean, like I said,
I'm trying to be flexible, but I'm trying to, from my perspective, if I'm ever asked, show me the books for ladies' night, because I'm a transparent, open book.
Right.
If I'm ever asked, I want to have a recordable an accurate recordable spreadsheet or...
You will have it.
Inflow and out, we all.
Is it sounds like it's a matter of timing. Is it a hardship if the people who put the money out have to wait?
It's not a hardship, I guess.
For the money?
No.
Even 2 days or a week.
I'll handwrite that.
Like I said, I just try to make things smoother and easier.
If I'm ever asked, and I want to be able to say, this is what Ladies Night does. You want to know why I made the profit? Because this is what we do.
Right.
Yeah, because that's all.
Yeah.
I'm not trying to be difficult. I'm trying to be flexible, but we'll come up with something here.
Lori, I have similar questions. You want to wait for Carmel for me to bring up my questions about budgeting and all that? Okay. I can wait. That's fine.
Okay, thank you.
Like I said, whatever you want me to do, I'll be happy to do it. So that night I will have a bunch of check requests. I'll hand them to the guys, and they can write the check request out. And they're, my thought process, they're going to look at me and say, what the hell is this?
Uh-huh.
I just try to make things smooth. Think about it. Anyway, we have another week or two. If you think so, don't worry about it. Do it that way. Let me know.
I'm trying to be flexible, but I want to make sure that if I'm asked, I have a clear insight.
Whatever's easier. Thanks. That's all I have.
And what did we ever do on the lake quality, the money for the weed treatment?
That got put back in?
Are you done, Lisa?
If everybody else is, I am.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Thank you.
By the way, every day I've been shellacking.
Thank you. The system, I've got a file full of all things. You have to retrieve any of that, I have it.
Okay, we're going to reports now. So bylaws is the first one, and as we've all been saying, it's recommended that we revisit the bylaws this year, and we should discuss that when the new board members come on in September. Budget. The budget committee had a town hall meeting this last Saturday. It was mildly attended. But it was attended and it was offered to all the membership. If they were welcome to come, ask questions if they had any. Tim Helton was also there, talked about the dam. And Hannah and Kathy were there. Thank you for coming. That's really all I have to say about the budget. Does anybody have any questions?
No. Yeah, I just want to go over what's going to happen, or we're going to wait to talk about that when we plan the August meeting.
However you want to address it, I think. I mean, we're in budget now, so if you have a budget question, I think it's okay to ask that.
Well, that's just a budget question. I just want to make sure that we're putting the budget committee gave us recommendations, which we're holding off on until September. Is that correct? To consider those recommendations in addition to the motion regarding the, the big thing.
So it's my finding that state law says that any financial policy, that is voted on by the membership is not legally binding. The membership can vote on budgets and anything over $20,000. Other than that, the membership has no say in policy. The Board of Governors can make financial policies, change them at will, and change them at any board meeting. They need to be noted and they need to be followed, but any board can legally make a policy. The membership has no vote.
Perfect. So we won't be presenting that motion to this.
We'll present the recommendation
but not the motion.
Right.
Correct.
Yep, no, that was it. I just wanted to be clear on how that was going to look.
Although the motion that was written was rubber stamped by the attorney, and he did say that it was very well written and so forth. But it wouldn't matter.
It doesn't matter.
Right. Correct. Okay. Anything else on the budget?
No. Moving along.
Okay. The dam. So Tim came to the budget town hall meeting, and I'm just going to tell you where I learned about the eels. Kathy and Hema also heard this. So the eel ladder apparently isn't actually a ladder. What they want them to do is when they pour the cement for the spillway, they want them to throw in 50 pounds of rock, so that should the eels get up to 8 to 10 feet into the sluiceway, they can have something to wiggle on or create friction with. So that has been settled. However, there's a lot of bureaucracy right now, and it seems like DEEP is requiring the town to be approved for the project before they even consider approving us for the project. So it's lost in bureaucracy right now. And so
they can't approve the permit to do our right. You know, I think they're
exactly. Yeah.
It's gonna be a long way out here.
Yeah, I think so.
I mean, like we mentioned that they need 9 months to review. They can't do the routine, which is approving the service. This is done annually.
Right.
Yeah.
I have no idea what that.
We'll be talking about this in 2 years.
I think so too, Jay. Yeah, I do too. Which, I mean, for budgeting, it's a good thing.
Yeah, yeah. It's important to build ours. Yeah.
Right. And I just want to say this for the record. Tim did bring a sheet with numbers on it.
I heard about it.
They are null and void. Do not look at those numbers. Do not. And if you hear anybody mention the numbers, they were, he used the word swag, and I don't remember what the exact acronym was. But they were a guess.
Right.
And
best
again,
estimate. That was a best estimate.
And we've said to them, please, please, please don't put numbers out. And so there were people taking pictures of them and stuff. So I just, anyway, if anybody mentions them to you.
Right. That was just an estimate.
Like wildfire, I'm sure.
Yeah.
But the only number that I've been printed and distributed that the members have had is the estimate that was made by the
engineer, right?
3 years ago.
Right.
Right.
And he said phase one, phase two.
Right. And we said, you know, an engineer is an engineer, but construction company is a construction company. So, you know, the engineer will have a good idea.
Engineer really doesn't care what it costs either. You know, it's not, he doesn't have any skin into what it costs. Mm-hmm. You know, he could throw a number out there, and he could be right, he could be wrong. It didn't matter to him.
At this point in time, all we have to do is look at COVID and how COVID affected the cost of materials.
Okay,
so that's really what I have on the dam. Does anybody have anything else that they know, want to talk about?
No. Oh, I'm on the dam committee, too. So
I'm sorry.
No, that's all right. You're absolutely right. It's going to be a couple more years yet. The state is running backwards right now, not forwards.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah.
So I think, did I have
that? No, absolutely. Yeah, you ran on target.
Okay, thank you. Sorry.
No. I wasn't at that meeting, so you thought I wasn't there.
Okay. Events. So I mentioned at the last meeting that Lynn Butler had stepped up, but I did mention that she was only going to do the 3 bands this year. And she is getting up to speed. We had a meeting with her. Evelyn and Angela and myself met with her, went over some things. She was a little overwhelmed. So I did, when we were there, I told her I'd meet with her this Thursday to go over Google Suites, to go over her budget, and any other questions she had that she was uncomfortable with. But she's really not going to start until next season, so I don't know. Are you still monitoring that email?
Mm.
No, okay. So,
Jerry probably is monitoring.
No, he's monitoring newsletter.
Yes, sorry, no, I have not been monitoring events because I didn't realize when.
Yeah, I have it in my report last time that she was only doing the bands and that she would start next season. However, you know, she's trying to get involved and trying to learn and be there, but she's not here at the lake most of this season. So I'm going to meet with her on Thursday, and hopefully, I have some family things going on right now, so hopefully I'll meet with her on Thursday, that is the plan. But she's not fully on board, so everybody needs to know that, and I think that was a part of, you know, I think a couple meetings ago when we decided not to add events and not to, you know, I think Rustic Street canceled and we said we're not going to replace anything that cancels or what have you, and I think it's good for us right now because we don't really have anybody to oversee all of that, unless anybody thinks differently. If anybody wants to, you know.
So we're still reporting to you then, for events.
Well, I don't know if you're reporting to me, but I mean, somebody has to stay apprised of what's going on. So you want to email events at Lake Hayward, which Evelyn was monitoring, and if you're not going to, that's okay, but, you know, we need to know. And,
you know, I can't say no.
Well, you can, but
I'll look at the email.
Okay, yeah, so that's kind of where she is, and I think once she's on board, we could probably, you know, even now, maybe copy her personal email, so maybe she gets a feel, I don't know. I don't think there's a whole lot of emails coming into events.
I need another number of this password, I'll be in touch.
Okay. And then Lisa Silva-Sandovich is still looking for volunteers for Carnival.
Yeah, I am too.
And I know, Kathy, you put it on a Facebook post out. And I actually am talking to somebody. I might have a volunteer.
I've lost three of my big people, yeah.
Did anybody call the volunteers on the volunteer list that MO?
Linda.
Well, I called them for particular things, but I did not call them for events like that. So,
there's a few.
I
volunteered
me,
so
many of them needed events.
Who told you that?
When I went down there, so I'm willing to help just that.
Yeah, come down to the kitchen. I need help cooking. If you like to cook, I need help cooking.
Okay.
Yeah, right.
Is
everybody
good with events?
Yeah, we'll move along. Yeah.
Yay!
They're flying.
They're flying. They are. They've been flying for 3 weeks. Note to budget committee next year that they did start flying end of July. I'm going to put a Facebook post out tomorrow now that they're flying to harass them. Because we can harass them. We can't hurt them, but we can harass them. I'm also going to email the people that signed up with me to bring their dogs down to let them know, okay, go, but just make sure you have the red bandana. Is anybody sorry? Gets an email from somebody complaining about Ryan Hartman having his dog on First Beach tonight? His dog does not need a leash. His dog is highly trained, certified. For a dog, or a woman went off on him. I don't know who it is, so if you get an email.
Did he have a collar on?
He would have left the bandana.
He was driving home.
I got a phone call.
Did you?
Yeah, make sure he has the bandana out. And when you put that email out, note that again, that any dog with a red bandana is a goose dog.
He just was driving home, saw the birds on the beach. And
there were four ducks on the beach.
Yeah.
There were four ducks on the beach. So this is, you know, I understand he's a big help. The dog, I understand the dog is a dog, but when a dog runs toward a little kid, it's very scary. And how do we correct this? Listen, Actually, said the woman, I know who she is. She called me. She was frantic today. Her son does have a nice big scar from a fish hook that happened 3 weeks ago. So she's watching him, and I said the dog came running at him. If he didn't move, the dog would have knocked him over. I wasn't there. Don't know.
I know.
Just going by that.
Okay.
And then all of a sudden, he started videotaping her and her son. Why? I don't know. But
okay.
I mean, I know Ryan. I know of Ryan myself. I can go have a chat with him, or
I'm not sure.
You know.
I haven't heard anything. So he called me right after it happened, and I have not heard anything.
Are we opening ourselves up to liability?
What?
If the dog bites somebody, and the association approves the dogs to be there, to chase the geese.
Most of the dogs I have vetted need to be on a leash.
Okay.
Ryan's dog is the exception because it is highly trained and certified.
Maybe so even a highly trained certified dog can bite somebody.
Maybe we don't have exceptions on them.
Okay,
yeah. I'm just... Yeah. Recognition for the people who are ordinary to recognize that this is one of those two dogs.
Oh, the bandana.
Well,
the bandana.
Yeah,
exactly.
Should have had the bandana.
Should have had the bandana.
I mean, almost every other dog, you know, I dropped off bandanas. I dropped one at Ryan's. He didn't have it with him in his truck.
How many dogs do you have that are certified to do this? You know, a vet isn't that much money. I mean, if this is something the association is promoting, on Amazon you can get a bright orange vest and put on the dog.
That way
we're
yeah, but a vest is, you know, have you ever seen people who have any kind of, you know, have vests, they'll say something like that. It's just a bright orange vest and people will know. My dog has a red bandana all the time. He doesn't go on the beach. You know, it's just, I mean, a red bandana to me doesn't notify, doesn't make me think, oh, she's out there for a reason.
I do agree with Dave, like, it is a little bit of a liability. Like, if there's, if something happens.
I don't know. I know we're having enough trouble just with the dog, not, you know, getting dogs. And I'll tell you what, I mean, the beaches this year are fantastic. Fantastic. So whatever we're doing, you got to keep doing it.
I'm just also trying to stay within
budget.
My budget.
Gotcha. But I mean, yes. I mean, it's,
that's,
we all have a budget to go by, and sometimes it's good, and sometimes it's bad. You know, and what we can do and what we can do. And like I said, you are doing a fantastic job with the geese this year.
Yeah.
I have not picked up one goose poop yet this year, and I only have another couple more weeks to do the beaches, so I'm pretty happy.
We went from goose poop to bees.
Now we got bees.
We got bees everywhere.
So, thank you. We'll work, you know, work something out. Will you talk to Ryan for me, or you want me to talk to him?
No, I'll tell him.
Thank you.
I'll let him know.
He shouldn't be recording people either. You know, I wasn't down there. I don't know.
Yeah.
You know, don't record a woman and a little kid.
He can tell me he did that. He was pretty upset.
Yeah, that's not
right.
Cool. He should be that. All right.
Okay.
So next. Do you think his dog needs to be leashed?
I do.
I do. Yeah, and on the beach?
Yeah.
I mean, unless he brings them to the beach.
Well,
then
how about if that's the compromise?
He brings them.
He opens that door. Have you seen the video?
No.
And he says go.
Right.
And she goes. And she barks at the geese and runs up.
And does he stay by the truck or does he walk down?
No, he goes over. The minute he says so, she goes.
Right.
So are you okay with him already being over the road?
I think you should write up whatever you're going to put on Facebook, and we'll put out an email blast as well, so that everybody's aware about the dog again. And then you probably won't get as much feedback or grief, but... I don't know.
Oh,
it's not. I was not going to put
the dog
name.
Well,
people. All right, well, we should put out an email blast that the dogs are active again, or that you could chase the geese again, or...
I mean, I did have one woman email me and say my daughter wants to swim at Second Beach, I would be glad to harass the beach for you. I can do that. That's not what this is about. This is not any excuse to let your dog go and swim at Second Beach. And it's specific times that I have told people.
I was just thinking that, you know, maybe say to the dog owners that even though, you know, they're running up to people, not to have them do that when they're on the beach. I think that might be prudent because even though Ryan knows that he's not going to
hurt
this child, the child doesn't know it and the mom doesn't know it. So maybe he could control the dog to say, you know, come, even though he was just thinking, oh, look, Shafi's going to go see this little boy. It's going to be fun. So maybe something like that, that they're not interacting with people on the beach.
Well, sure, the people, everybody else that I've talked to about their dog, you're early in the morning, you're late afternoon, you probably have all the emails coming. It's just a miscommunication.
The mom got set, he got set.
I get it. I will talk to Ryan, but everybody else knows you can't just take your dog down at any time of the day and harass the geese.
Right.
If there's people on the beach, they should be harassing the geese. I need the dog.
Right.
When the people aren't there. And I can't be there.
Okay.
So they've all received emails. One more thing about the geese. Yep. Somebody trashed the fence the other night at the pavilion.
Oh, no.
Trashed it?
Trashed all over it.
Oh.
The little wire mesh there?
Yeah.
Oh. Was that during the band? Maybe?
I think probably. It wasn't like that Saturday morning. So, I think I'm going to take that, just leave it. I have extra fencing, but I think for now, I'm just going to leave the part here on the grass, not the waterfront part. Take that part of the fence down and leave it off for a little while and see whether the geese come up or not. But right now they're hanging out at the farm and flying in during the day.
Okay.
Thanks.
Lake Quality. I correspond with Corinne. Wow, what a mess.
Come to the north end.
South end, north end, So I'll give you a synopsis of what she said. Two of the gentlemen from the east side are putting together a report to approach the town to appeal for some help in curbing the runoff from the leased farmland. We're going to sit with Jim Ventress. Our lake is exhibiting some algae growth this week, which is to be expected this time of year and with the rain. Luckily, we haven't had any large floating blooms. Our current situation here has been caused by DEET. We will be applying for grant money in December to help pay for the cost of weed treatment from Connecticut DEET. Our committee is definitely in need of some new members from the association side of the lake, especially folks that want to get involved and hands-on stuff. Although Corinne said she would never quit her chair suddenly, she's looking to step down and still remain on the committee after she gets this permitting situation done. Just something to be mindful of, that we're going to need a new Elkwick person, chairperson. And she said she'd still be happy to go to the town looking for money and doing those type of things. Kim also sent me some information, and right now what they're looking at trying to do, because of the time frame of the treatment, they're looking to get a clipper treatment, and it would still be effective this late in the game as it attacks all exposed growth regardless of the state of maturity. It does not attack the roots. So they are still looking to do something, but it's, again, bureaucracy. Everything's held up in with DEET.
Yeah. Is there anybody at DEET that we as public can call and harass?
We can ask her in, but she said her contact isn't even responding to her.
Oh.
Yeah, it's not a good.
Can we? I'm thinking in terms of maybe calling our representatives and saying what's going on. They are funding these people.
She also wants to say. see. Yeah, my acquaintance at EAP was also helpful, and has not responded to my latest email.
I mean, it's like a work stoppage that they're carrying out in a illegal manner. I mean, you can accuse them of that. At least
it seems like it doesn't.
So sitting down with Jim Ventress, they're going to try to, it's our belief that the town of East Haddam should have an ordinance regulating septic in the Three Lakes. So they're going to try to work with Jim Ventress on the septic issues with the lakes. So that's a whole new venture. But I thought I'd pass that on.
Question. What is Clipper treatment?
No, I think it's still a herbicide.
Herbicide.
Yeah, it doesn't grow up to the roots like the other stuff does. It just kills what's already there.
The growth.
Yeah. You'll find that sandalwort, whatever, it'll turn it white.
Yeah. Yeah, that's what they were saying, sandalwort. So that's all I know, really.
My wife met with a couple of kids that do the same thing. She came back and complained because it's only
so Solitude has not been our favorite vendor. And they're the ones that treat so that's also been, you know, something for Corinne to deal with. And there was an article in the River East that also talked about another Lake Poke Pog, also I guess used Solitude, and they changed from them as well. They had some issues. It was in the River East newsletter.
Next.
So my husband went out on his own and called Solitude. Ended up, didn't realize he was talking to somebody in Minnesota who had no idea who Lake Hay was doing. Anyway, long story short, he looked it up and he said, oh, we treated you. No, you didn't. And he said, well, you paid us $7,000 in March. And I said, just because we paid them doesn't mean they treat this way.
Right.
So I don't know if Corinne was trying to use her budget up from last year.
No.
So the whole thing. Can she answer me?
Yeah.
No, those are definitive bills that are cleared by Corinne. And if I paid something in March, because I ran it by her first. But it was something that was already contracted. We didn't pay anything that was not contracted. So it might have been a residual from last year, or it might have been a survey that I will get you the answer to what we spent about how much in March, and we'll find that out.
So they were supposed to have a local guy call my husband, who never called.
Well, I kind of go along with what we've been encountering.
I know Corinne is short.
She really is. Any more on lake quality?
No.
Okay. Technology. Nominating. I skipped over it. Sorry. Lisa. Nominating.
It's been a tough one. It's been a long, long nominating season. We just finished on Saturday, and I posted to constant. You sent out constant contacts today, and we'll announce it in a little more detail in the newsletter. And that's all I got.
Any questions?
This is what the ballot will look like.
It's good to have some new names, that's for sure.
Yeah.
Fresh blood on the board.
Wait, what is Emma, Angela,
Cindy.
Mm-hmm. So we have four on me.
Right.
Okay. Oh, yeah.
Okay, can we move on to properties and still talk to around?
Yeah.
Okay. I put that to
properties.
Nothing.
Yeah, I got nothing. I got a call during the week last week. Picnic tables. They needed some help. We fixed them last year. We did what we could. We took one table, took it all apart, and made two other tables halfway decent.
At the pavilion?
At second beach and third beach. They each have two tables each. Third beach does have an extra one. So I made the executive decision just to buy four new picnic tables, two for second beach, two for third beach, and third beach residents paid for another one on their own.
Yes, we did.
So we bought four new ones. They're in place. It went pretty quick. I was pretty happy how quick it went and how easy it was.
Very nice.
I am looking for people to stay in them. So far I have Lynn. That is...
Third beach has a crew.
I'm
looking for the staying. I think we're getting together Wednesday night to do them.
Gary and Kathy Simpson. Yes, you're going to do third beach?
Yep.
And I'll have Gary and Kathy do second beach.
Awesome.
Done.
And we're done. Perfect. That's good.
Home run.
Home run, perfect. All right, we had an issue again this week with bees in the kayaks yesterday. Over the weekend, there was a swarm of bees.
Yellow jackets.
They're nasty little buggers.
Yes, they are.
I went down last night and I pulled the kayak off. The one that where all the bees were, I pulled the kayak off. There's no nest, so I don't know if they were just swarming there or what, I don't know, but they're gone. I went back this morning and they're gone.
Take a look at the ground. Yellow jackets are ground now.
Yeah, they were definitely swarming on the front of that kayak.
So
I wasn't gonna stick my head underneath them. I thought they might have had a nest in there, but they didn't.
There's no nest.
Yeah.
But
still they're sung for his hard work.
A couple of times.
Yeah.
I did talk to Chris from All Waste. He won't do a 5-year contract. Can't do it.
Okay.
He just said that the rubbish industry is too volatile, they're changing all the time with the tipping fees, where he has to go to dump it. He can't dump it here anymore. He's got to go out to Willimantic or something out that way, and he can't do it. I did talk to him about cutting down one day a week to one day a week instead of having 2 days a week. I don't think we need it personally, but he hasn't gotten back to me with that. That was just like last week. I talked to him about that.
You're talking about cutting out Friday.
Fridays, yeah.
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 Okay, always Mondays.
Yes.
Yeah.
Always Mondays.
Always Mondays. I haven't heard from Jansky's yet about his five-year contract. As you know, we put new codes to the doors in the pavilion. I think we need some kind of clarification on... I know the board has all the codes to those three doors. There was a lot of stuff that was needed for the golf tournament that were in two other sheds, whatever you want to call them. I went down... It's an event, but I went down and I took everything that Cindy had requested and I put it in the event's closet. And then the next day I went and I put it all back where it belonged. I don't think we should be giving codes out for those other two, but I don't know how the board feels about it. It's not my decision. It's the board's decision on what to do with those codes. Do we give them out to people that are running an event? So I'm posing that question, I guess.
I don't have a problem with the events closet number given out.
Yeah. Just the events closet, I don't have a problem with that.
But the other two, I don't think people need to get in there, especially the end one where all the file cabinets are.
Records.
There's records and stuff there. People don't need to get in there.
Right, and our security system that is or isn't, but it is in there.
Yes.
And with this being said, it's been 10 years since we've had 10 years, 11 years since we've had this new pavilion. And back then, I guess events wasn't as big as properties. But now I'm looking at properties as not as big as events. So I'm thinking that you got the two end rooms that are same size. The middle room is the bigger size. Again, it's a question: do we want to take all the event stuff, put it into the middle, and then I take all the maintenance stuff and put it on the end? I think it makes more sense.
Did you put the tables and chairs in there?
Well, yeah, I would try to put the. Yes, I think it would all fit in there. Tables and chairs.
Leave the grill in there.
The grill.
Anything anyone needed for an event
would be in that. Would be that cabinet.
And then that's the only code you need to give out.
Yep.
And where are we going to move events up to the right? Where the file cabinets are in that room?
The events?
No,
the property stuff.
I haven't decided that yet.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know. I kind of looked at where I, but I, you know, I don't want to move those cabinets again.
No, you wouldn't have to. You wouldn't have to. It's because the tables and chairs will be out of there. You'll have more room.
You can leave them in there, is what he's saying. But the events room has like the countertop and the covers and all that.
So could those two things be events? And you just get your property set in the one with the file cabinets?
I guess that's
possible. It's going to be tight.
Tight?
I think it'll be tight.
And you don't really want to give out the code to the right door.
No.
The one with the security and
right.
We are spread out though, Phil's right. We got stuff in the right side up above.
Yeah, I was in there with the Lisa Sanders the other day, and all we were looking for the spinner.
I went down today, and I went from door to door, wall to wall, ceiling to floor.
Her and I looked too. Yeah. We couldn't find it.
He and I looked yesterday.
I went back down today, and I spent almost 2 hours.
Angela knows where it is.
Angela is in
the. She doesn't know where
it is. Lisa said it. That was like $500.
Yeah.
Okay.
So, getting back to that, the doors, the rooms, you know, it's it'd be a pretty good project, that, I don't know when I would do it, if I'm going to do it, if we all, do we have to agree to do it, do you want to do it, do you want me to think about it, do you still want to think about it?
I think you can wait till after, September, till the end of the season.
Oh, yeah, no, I wouldn't know. I might even be talking in the fall or early spring.
Yeah.
Or I'm not looking at doing it now.
So maybe we should talk about it next month.
That's fine.
Okay.
Under properties, you mentioned in your president report about smoking on the beach.
Yeah.
I think I may have one more sign still at my house.
Okay.
So no smoking signs. But where was it? Was it first or third beach or where?
First beach.
It was. The second beach, we have a few signs, and I have no problem going to somebody to tell them, you got to go up to the road.
I wasn't there. I just got notified. Yeah.
Cigars on the third beach with vaping, and I said,
That's smoking. Get up to the road.
There is a sign on first beach, isn't there? I know there's one on the fence ring next to the
I think I've got like three signs on the kayak rack on a tree because people are really obnoxious sitting on a picnic table smoking.
I went over to, talking about the signs, I went over to the pickleball/tennis courts. There was a few kids on there, and I went over and I put one of the tags on the car because they didn't have a thing, and the girl goes, what's wrong? I said, well, it's private property. She goes, what do you mean? I said, did you read the sign that's right where she parked here? The sign was right there.
Yeah.
So, I mean, you can put all the signs up you want.
Well, that's right, Sam. How many signs?
That's why we used to lock the tennis courts, honestly, just for that reason.
Right. So, all right, what else do I have? The parking this year has been I'm pretty happy with it, actually. I haven't been given out. There haven't been a lot of people here without the people I think are finally getting the hang of putting the hang tags on. Fans in the pavilion, I'm kind of looking at putting some kind of a fan in the pavilion. I know people, when they have the bands, when we have events down there, people would like to see a fan down there to move the air, especially when it's hot and you have people underneath there.
You mean like that?
Yeah. Well, I don't know if it's going to be like this or if it's going to be like when you go to Disney, they have those big round ones.
Like a pendant one or... Or the big air movers.
The big air, that would be attached to the wall, or again, maybe two of these
up in the
to blow stuff around.
Maybe we'll keep that pigeon out of there.
Love it. So I'm looking. I am looking into it. I haven't gotten anywhere yet with it, but I'm, as long as the board wants me to continue with it, I'll be happy to do it. But if you don't want it,
yes, please. Yeah, just.
I
heard a lot of people saying that
they
the cost
of stuff. We talked about it when we built the pavilion. We had talked about that, but at the time we were so tight on costs that's one of the things that didn't get done. But it was talked about in the past.
So the wiring is up there, I believe, right?
No, but that's easy. Wiring? The wiring is easy. That's
yeah, well, it doesn't need to be internal.
And I've had a few requests myself with these meetings. I guess people do go and listen to these meetings, that they would like to see people raise their hands for the president. Like me, when I'm talking now, instead of everybody talking at once, I am guilty of it. I'll blurt something out. If you have something to say, raise your hand. That's something that you have to decide, though, what you want to do with that. But I don't.
Well, I mean, I mentioned it in our last meeting in the beginning, and I said I'm not trying to be a jerk, but I listened to the meeting prior, and it was so hard hear what we were all thinking because we were all talking over
each other.
So,
like I'm doing now with you. No, but it's and I'm guilty of it. I think we're all guilty of it. So I don't know how to bring awareness to that.
Well, I think you just did, and I think we're adults. I think we can try to be more cognizant and respectful. Like, we all have passion, and we all want to say what we want to say.
Right.
I think we're all guilty of doing it. So just being more cognizant of it, I think. And if that doesn't work, then I guess we go to the...
Get one. We have for the dog, we have a squirt bottle. When he's barking like that, we give squirt him. Maybe we could give you a squirt bottle if two people are talking, squirt one of them.
Can we use the pickleball?
I'm good. I'm good with properties. Thank you. Unless you have anybody with any questions.
I have an addition to your properties list, your lengthy list.
Okay.
The Cola property down by me.
Yep.
Is that
what we call Reserve Beach?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
There's stairs going in over here. There's no handrail. They're pretty steep. And then over here, there's a path. But the runoff coming down has washed it away. It's treacherous. And I didn't realize how bad it is until we can't get on our boat from our dock. And it has to come over to the Polar dock to pick me up. And we had company the other day. And we were holding on to each other. So I know you've been on the list, but...
That's where the kayak racks are?
Yeah, there's kayak racks down there. So it does get used. So it's probably a liability if somebody gets hurt, because it's like a gutter running down there.
Getting a little stone, like we did at First Beach. Mm-hmm. Not quite that much, but...
No.
No? Mm-hmm.
Is it a walking path, that one? Or, no.
I know what she's talking about.
Oh,
I've been down there.
Okay.
They do have a set of stairs that are, they're sturdy. Could use a handrail on the other side. It's just a washed out. Like she said, it's washed out. Last year when I bought boats up from there, I went up through that washout because it was easier for me to, it was easier for me to get up there through the washout than it was going through the stairs.
Yeah.
So yep. I'll talk to John, see what he could suggest.
Maybe you could plant some bushes there. Is that a walkway? Will that the roots help not to hurt the washout?
Well, that's how I get the boats up if there are any boats left over there. So I'll be killing all the... I'll be killing all the...
Is it a walkway path, or is it made because of the water? Well, the fence doesn't go all the way across over there. So you can access it down here, you can access it down the stairs. And I think this was meant as a path.
Oh, okay. So then it's a liability.
Now, it's a gully. And it just runs straight down.
And so you can't put rock on it at the top, right?
Mm-hmm. Gravel on it, right?
Oh, gravel? I don't know.
I'll work on it.
I mean, a lifer built it.
Speaking of which, whatever happened with Bird Beach and the erosion there?
I'm still waiting for John.
Okay.
And every time it rains, I go down there and I fill it in.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Beach rakers are supposed to do it.
Gotta get up the tracker.
I know there's one on Second Beach, a pretty good divot in there too, actually. And I keep on saying I'm going to go over and fix it, but I haven't done it. And I'm working on it. John is supposed to go down there and take care of it for me. He said he would have it done last week. So.
Okay.
I'll touch with him.
That's all you got. Does anybody have anything to say?
No.
Okay, I'm going to move on to technology. I don't have anything, unless anybody has any questions, comments, technology. Water testing, we haven't heard anything from Lisa Long, that's a good thing. Our water's been testing good.
Especially with all this rain that we've been having.
Yeah.
It's amazing. And, you know, we have not had any geese, per se.
That's the big thing, I think.
So I'm just, you know, pointing that out. You know, wow.
Okay. Old business. Anybody have any old or unfinished business? New business. So we'd like to talk about the tennis and pickleball committee. So welcome Chris, welcome Keith. So we heard your presentation, would you be willing to take some questions?
Sure.
Does anybody have questions for Pete or Chris?
I've got three. So the committee that you have, when we had the owners meeting, there were a number of people who stood up and talked about putting together a committee. Did your committee and the committee that they were forming at the owners meeting the same committee?
I could answer that. Could I answer that? Yes.
Great.
Those are the people that signed up for the June meeting. I contacted them, and I made a mistake by calling it not a committee, because I don't have the right to form a committee. The board and the president have the right to form a committee. I do not. I was looking, and I made a mistake. I set a committee. It's a fact-finding, get me prices. What can be done, how it can be done, when can it be done, do we do it all at once, do we do it in stages? Mm-hmm. So this is what I was looking at, and I contacted Diane Nelson, Keith, Peter, you weren't around at the time, and Tom Terrell. I got them together. We did have a little cocktail hour in my backyard. I'll call it that instead of a committee now. So yes, those people, there were three people on that list, and I contacted them.
Good. I just wanted to make sure that we didn't have two committees
working
at the same
thing. No.
And the other question I had is, when the fact-finding finishes and you've got your contracts together, would this be a new expense, or would this be something that's included in the budget for the upcoming year?
I guess I can speak to that. Can I speak?
Yeah.
One of the reasons that I think we were trying to get this committee together is because in the budget plan, there really was not money to maintain appropriately the tennis courts and the current expansion of pickleball. So the whole goal of this was to try and look at how do we save ourselves from replacing a $100,000 investment by spending $10,000 or $15,000 to get it straightened out, and at the same time make it larger for more pickleball players if they want to do it, and pacify the tennis players at the same time. So there's no real money budgeted in the expense budget for the 23-24. There's no real money budgeted in the 24-25, which is the budget we just finished. Mm-hmm. But it was a feeling, at least my feeling, I think some other people's, we have been moving money over to the accruals. And because we really didn't have an asset management planning kind of a committee, we needed to do something so if we found a need like this and we had to fix it, the money then would have to be coming out of the accrual, and there is money available for that.
Which is the allocated.
And that would have to be allocated back to these repairs, which would be why it would come up at the August meeting, and the people would vote on a not to exceed or an amount of money, so that then the committee could actually go complete and do its work. The final contract and all that would come back to the board for review and approval, would be my understanding.
So, you know, the August 20th meeting is ambitious to have everything done and the motions put forth to the membership. So they kind of want to do what you did last year, Phil, with the fence. And this is my understanding that, you know, they want to ask the membership motion to provide, you know, they're going to have different line items. So one will be just to repair the cracks. One will be, you know, so it is my understanding. I don't know if I'm correct, so let me come
back. Well, we really don't know yet. We really don't know yet.
So, well, I'm looking at what is written here, so right. Correct me, please, if I'm wrong.
Well, I'm not sure exactly where you're going to go with it, but we asked, we created an RFP, which is a good draft, and we've asked for the contractors to give us a line item assessment, right, mm-hmm. and the estimates on what it would take. So we received our first quote back. It's not 100% accurate to the design that we came up with, but it doesn't really fit the what we put into our notes. It's not lined out by here's how much it is to fix the cracks, here's how much it is to put two right. coats to resurface, and here's how much it is to put two coats of color. And the color doesn't match, the pickleball lines don't match. So I didn't really want to say how much this is going to cost, which is, I think, probably your third question. Because the minute we say it's 10 or 15,000 and then it's 20,000, it gets everybody's anger up, and I could understand that. So I don't think we should go out at all and say it's 10,000, 15, 20, or 100. I think we really need to get the quotes to line up with the scope of the work, what Pete has been asking, and then come back and say, hey, here's other quotes. They're in alignment. They have these milestones. They have these bulletized estimates to fix the cracks, to resurface, and to reline. And then we'd be able to better articulate what the cost of this project would be, and if we could do it in stages, or if we have the funding and the approval from the members to do it all at one time.
So you want to present to the membership, which is why you said a do not exceed number.
The nets are easy, so we need pickleball nets.
Right.
So that's a really easy thing. I looked at three different areas, and they're all pretty close. So the nets are easy. But getting an RFP, and Keith knows this, and right now it's a very aggressive market. They're not hungry for work. So
that's an understatement.
So in order to get three estimates with itemized with what we're trying to do, I think it's going to be a challenge. I think we can get one or two by the 20th, and then I know we could get what the cost of the nets are. And to go in with a not to exceed, I think would be something that we'd be in position to do by the 20th. But to have, here's the contractor that we want to use, we have looked at their work, and we're going to select this contractor, probably not going to happen.
No,
we wouldn't be ready to award, but I believe that we would have enough information to have a general budget engineering of this to take this up, and some of the firms were willing to fix the cracks so they don't get worse over the winter, but when they come back in the spring, they may have to do a little bit more fiddling and repair of it, but they don't want to do all this actual sealing and coating and lining until it's warm weather. So some of them have said, you know, you really need to take them out of being used for a few weeks in June. So there may not be a lot we can do in the winter other than try to get the cracks done, but if they're part of an overall contract to do every component, we would be paying in phases. We only pay when they finish a phase.
That was my question. Was it reasonable to expect to have bids by the time the meeting comes?
Yeah.
So I like your do not exceed, though. That's a good
one. We have one.
That's a good way to go.
It needs to be tweaked. Not exactly what we want. Yeah. Not itemized. Yeah. But yeah, and to Keith's point, the goal here would be to fix the major cracks before they get worse. They're already pretty bad on the first tennis court along the lines. The lines are heat sink, and they create additional heat, and they are the ones that initiate the cracks, and the cracks then start taking sand over time.
One person did come, and very early on, I mean, Bill and I invited some other people down there. Unfortunately, he's kind of a standalone specialty guy that does this kind of work in Colchester, he actually is.
unfortunately, he works for every other one of the companies. So a lot of them that just do paving or sealing, they bring him in to do the final work. And he promised us on a week he'd give us an estimate. He's ghosting me now. I mean, I'm just going to every month, every couple of days, I'm sending him an email, give us something.
How many contractors do pickleball stuff? You know, it can't be a whole bunch.
It doesn't really need to be pickleball. There's contractors that I had, and there's one in Glastonbury.
Right.
They do asphalt, and they do sealing, and they do lining.
Right.
So it's an acrylic paint. It's not something that's that fancy, and you squeegee it on.
Right.
I mean, you put a couple of coats.
We're chasing R&S and Constantine are two others that are really...
But Lynn, you had a third question.
It's just getting
them. You didn't ask. But did we answer it? Was it the
cost? You anticipated my question. So thank you.
Okay.
Just a process question. So, a couple things. So, does the board have to approve, like, the committee's work before we go to the association?
Well, so first we're going to approve the committee.
I understand. Yeah. So
and then, yes.
So then, once we have a recommendation, we go to the board first, and then the association.
Which obviously would be, at this point, it seems like it would be via email.
Can I comment on that?
Can I comment on that?
Of course.
I just think it's too ambitious right now to have the study for our August meeting. That's how I feel about it. Because I would like to...
What piece of it?
Just all of it. Just, I need the time to digest it all. And really have get some money figures in place and everything, and I just feel like we're rushing it for August. That's how I feel on it about it.
Chris, you addressed with me the facts and so forth. Would you want to expound to Kathy a little bit?
Yeah. Well, the vendor that I have, our friend contractor that I have, looked at the cracks, and this is reliable. They've been in business for, their local company has been in business for a while, and they looked at the crack. There's going to be a point where they get to be non-serviceable. You can't repair them without what you see in the road where they do a patch repair, and a patch repair is going to be terrible. That would be more of a tripping hazard than anything else. So that would just condemn the tennis and pickleball to just close it down. Or we come up with $300,000 to redo it. So I think it's in our best interest to at least address the cracks for this year, which would be the least amount of money to address the cracks. We took, the Pete's point to itemize it, and then perhaps we could, address this. I don't understand exactly how the board works, but there's a June meeting and there's an August meeting. So if we don't get it done in August, then we're talking almost a year.
Yeah.
Yep. Right.
Mm-hmm.
Which,
right.
That's the problem. Which is really tough because it would pretty much put the committee at a standstill. We're not going to go after quotes if we're a year out.
Yeah.
These types of folks want to get their work scheduled and done.
So can I ask a question when you're done? Yeah.
Yeah. So my only thing is, hey,
so we're just talking about fixing the cracks then?
No, I'm talking about doing the whole job.
Yeah, the whole project has to be, unfortunately, from the budget process, we just, the cracks and the renovation of the course to be used by people that want to use them, if you only approve those things in August or it comes in the budget and then the budget's approved, you end up in this dark hole that there's no way to get these things done. They keep getting pushed out and pushed out and pushed out. So the thought was if we got the August at least the not to exceed approval, the committee could go ahead, continue to push contractors to try and get some of them to give us more estimates, better estimates. Hopefully we found one that we could award phase one, which would be get the cracks so we don't end up having them deteriorate more this winter because the rain and the freezing are just making them worse. So we get that done, and then in the spring, it is an approved project, then in the spring you would actually have them schedule it And with all the other work they have, it's not easy to get under schedule. So they come back, they relook at all the cracks, they re-repair all of that, and then they do all the series of coats and the relining and all that kind of stuff. But they can't really do that work much in March or April. It's not warm enough. Mm-hmm. So you're kind of caught between not a lot of people doing it, and you're caught between timing of when they can do it, and if it just keeps getting deferred, it's just going to get more and more costly.
It sounds to me like we're prudent to get the cracks fixed soon. Do you have a feel for what that cost was just to fill the cracks?
No.
They didn't give you that price?
No.
Because I'm thinking something like that, we may be able to find money in the budget, you know, to fix that before winter.
Well, if it gets approved at the August meeting, as not to exceed the money we'll be sitting here for that.
Right. I'm thinking maybe if we could find the funds to repair the cracks out of a budget we have now, and then if you go ahead and request for not to exceed for the whole project. But to me, it seems like we need to protect that court now, and doing the cracks would be the prudent thing to do before the winter.
Yeah.
Well, we have to, can they do that when it's not hot?
Yes.
The actual seam
they have more flexibility on fixing the cracks than the ceiling.
I mean, if you had a feel for, you know, are we talking 3,000, 5,000? I mean, if they didn't give you an idea of,
I don't know, and everybody has an opinion.
Yeah,
absolutely. Unless you ask someone to do it to work.
Yeah, right.
But we will have that itemized list. I was expecting to have another one today, so we'll have it soon.
Right.
I would say we'll have at least two before August and possibly a third. I agree with you, Dave. I think we need to at least fix the cracks this year.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
If we could get the not to exceed the total cost of the project, that would be great. But if we don't, I think with a bare minimum, we should fix the cracks.
But it would be a benefit to use the person that fixes them in the fall,
I think,
in as a contract to do them in the spring.
In order to sell it to the membership, that would be a way that we can make it sound reasonable and effective. If you know how much it would cost to get that crack filled or prevented from further management of that damage.
Right.
So I think that's why we really need a number towards that, that we can go to the membership.
Yeah, we'll have that by this one.
Okay.
There's no question we'll have that by this one.
You might be able to handle it in two pieces, you know?
Yeah.
One piece, fix the crack, get that done, and then now let's talk about the big project.
People like you.
So, being I'm new to this, just a clarification request. Based on when you were talking about the budget and stuff earlier, and I believe there was a $20,000 figure that said anything, and correct me if I'm wrong, anything above $20,000 had to go to, or maybe the dollars different, had to go to the association, but less than that does not have to go to the association for vote. Is that correct?
That was the legal advice I got.
Okay.
That's
money
in the budget.
Right.
But,
yeah.
I want to ask Chris another question, because we did talk to the team a bit, and you have mentioned to me two things. One, I think, that the cracks not are in such disrepair that they not only have to fill them once, but they have to come back again and fill them twice because they're so bad.
Two of the contractors that were out there, one that Keith brought out and the one that I mentioned, would like to fill the cracks twice. There's no way to guarantee the cracks that they won't come back. There's guarantees to their other workmanship, but yes, they're so large, a crack of that size that we have in our courts, and we have the one in the first court along that white line, if you guys want to go out and look at it, mm-hmm. That's the one I was talking about. That's the largest crack. You would fill the crack now with an acrylic type of repair surface, and then he would come back again and touch it up in the spring. So he would want us to do it two times, let it get the freezing and the heating and the cooling and the freezing and then come back and repair it again. He thought that was important.
It is the same discussion I had, and the reality is, if you think about it, you don't know how deep these cracks are. So people would come in with real high pressure air, blow out the crack, and you start pouring in acrylic fill, fill leveler and everything else. By its nature, it keeps sinking into the ground.
Yeah,
so you just don't know what the bottom of these cracks are, whether they're actual dirt or the bottom of the cracks actually have any asphalt left to them or not.
Okay.
So having a contract on the same guy, I think it makes sense that they would fill them in the fall probably, they'd come back in the spring, they would get them all ready again, and then they would do the final treatment.
So my second question, or my second understanding, is that it seems like any of the companies you've been to won't do the crack filling if they don't get the whole job.
Dick, we don't know the answer to that. I don't want to say they will or they won't. I don't know.
Okay.
And I think that's a fair statement.
So what we're going in the request for
proposal, I don't know what it wants.
Is we want it broken out so we can understand what the cost. We could get that information before the 20th.
I think the bigger companies are going to want the whole job, the bigger companies.
I agree.
The smaller, there are some small firms out there, but they won't warranty any of the crack stuff. Mm-hmm. And then if the big firm comes in and is not prepared with the kind of material they want, then they don't want to guarantee the coating they put on top of that.
Exactly.
So you end up, it's kind of a catch-22, but maybe even worse than that. The people who do this work are so busy they don't even want to talk to you.
I know.
I mean, Constantine, who really does a lot of this work in Glastonbury too, I mean, they said, oh, maybe we can come out in a month or two and look at it. And I said, no, you have a month, a week. Next week you're going to come out and look at it. And they go, oh, we'll see if we can get one of the owners to come out, you know, and look at it. But they are swamped right now. They just can't keep up.
Just as an FYI, the course I play on back home in Westfield, we have six courts dedicated to pickleball. They got approval to add another six courts to that venue. And then just today, maybe yesterday, the town I live in has zero tennis courts, zero pickleball courts. They did a town survey. I, and must have been plenty of others, said, why don't we have tennis courts and pickleball courts in town? So now they're getting ready to ramp up and maybe do four pickleball courts here and two over here. So these contractors, you know, that specialize in this,
yeah,
they're going to be busy, right?
Yeah.
They're very busy. It's right. Happening in every town. Right. Pickleball is the number one growing sport in the country.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
It's in every town, in every state.
Mm-hmm. And Classic Turf, who we hope to did East Haddam, I talked to Ryan Conway myself a few times, and he was interested kind of in the job until we finally got to the point. He said, listen, we're out of the business right now of doing any repairs or any servicing. All we'll do is build new courts. If you're interested, $300,000, we'll come over and look at it, and we'll build it right in town. But they gave up the repairs.
Kathy, to your point, Bill, I think I understand what you're saying. I think at a minimum, for safety and to protect the courts, we should fix the cracks. So we need to try to get an answer to you where we have at least one company that's willing to do that. Maybe we might have two quotes, but there's probably not going to be two companies that are willing to do that, but I think the company I talked to will, and we at least get the patch work done sooner than later. And, you know, perhaps we ended a chat for this year.
Yeah.
I will.
So, I think what you're trying, what I'm hearing is try and get something to the membership a plan to fix, and then from there proceed.
Uh-huh.
So you want the association to approve so much money to allow you to fix.
To repair the course. Our goal is to fix the cracks, seal the surface, and reline the course. So it's to fix the cracks.
I know, but
because
the timeline that we have right now,
it's tough.
To get all that done and approved with money, you're not going to get it for June.
Let's get a crime search for you.
I mean, it's up to the association.
It's up to the association.
Right. Right, and that's what I'm saying. The only meeting you have the whole association is the audit.
There's 56 members in the Lake Hayward community that play for the ball, 56. And they play about 10 to 12 times a week on average.
Why are you
a lot of people, so if it's just a vote, I would almost guarantee that we will have enough people to show up on
the flights. Yes, it depends on how many you get to show up. There's a lot of members that don't play football.
All right, that's kind of mutant. Right.
Yeah. So we need to move along.
So I understand, to get money to fix the cracks, to paint the courts, has to be approved. Okay? But does it also have to be approved what we picked for a design, basically the same tennis court layouts with overlaid with pickleball courts, but such that the tennis courts are pure enough? Do we have to have that approved by the group at large?
I think that the question at the meeting, at the June meeting was, and I don't remember who stood up. Somebody stood up and
I know Tom Federal didn't. I didn't know the young lady that talked about her family.
Yeah, and their issue was that the current lines that are there aren't the right color, if you will.
Yeah, yeah.
And it's confusing for pickleball and tennis. So right. I think that would be the biggest concern, but I think...
Yeah, Tom bought into it. But, then I'm thinking of this other woman who says she's a tennis family. I don't know her name. But, I want everybody to be happy.
Right.
And, and
it's
the standard layout that tennis courts are using to include pickleball courts. But, I don't want someone to come from behind and say, I wasn't asked if you could do this.
Right. Well, that's why if this occurs, you'll ask at the August meeting to the membership.
Okay, so it's not just, yes, we want permission to fill the cracks. Yes, we want permission to paint. We want permission to paint.
You're going to give a presentation, and there'll be questions and there'll be debate and so forth.
Okay.
If it gets there. Yes.
Me?
Yes.
I would like to request that Chris head up a committee of his people that he wants. You pick the people. I'll be involved. Obviously, the whole board will be involved at some point. We're batting this around. We're just going around and around and around.
Right, well, we have to have today's discussion.
Right, and it's great that we're having this discussion. I don't see anything wrong with you guys coming to the August meeting and asking for, I'm just going to throw a number out there, $25,000. It doesn't hurt. It's either yay or nay. But then they're going to come back and they're going to, like we're asking now is, well, why can't you just fill the cracks in? How much do you need to fill the cracks in?
Well, so part of that, and from what I'm hearing, is that if they get a contract, the proposal would require the cracks to be filled now to prevent any further winter damage, filled again in the spring, and then that same company that provides the price does it in June, which is before the August meeting. That's when they need to do it, is in June, is what I'm hearing.
It's a done deal. Done deal. Exactly.
So let's we want to make a motion to create this committee?
Yes.
A motion to create the committee.
I'll second it.
Yay! All in favor?
Aye.
Great.
Thank you. Any nays?
You're in charge.
Okay.
All right. Next one.
Okay. So that's one part of it. Okay. So the second part of it is, how we proceed. So I think you guys have really been on it. You're really organized. If you're ambitious enough and everybody's comfortable.
I would just, as a board member, if you're going to bring a motion before the
August
thing, I'd like to see the wording of the motion.
Yep. That was my next thing I was going to say. So once you guys get everything all together, we should, the board should help you with that motion that you're going to make.
Okay.
Your presentation should encompass, what your plans are, your timeline, pictures or,
We can do that
via
email.
For us, yes.
Right.
Your presentation
August
meeting.
Yeah, the board can do it via email.
So, are you good with that, Chris? Like,
yeah, I know it's just...
I'm just so confused about the board approving $25,000.
Is that the number you're... Well,
oh, no, 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 no No, I'm not using that as, I'm using that as an example.
We're not here yet.
Based on that other conversation of what the association has to approve.
Well, so that is the legal answer, is the $20,000. However, the membership, I feel, should have a say in an expenditure of that.
I'm fine. I just wanted to understand.
But, and, you know, I don't know if the rest of the board feels that way, but I do.
Well, let's find out.
Yeah, I think that any money that you're requesting is going to come out of the reserve.
Capital reserve.
So the association needs to approve that.
Right. Okay.
Unless it's an emergency, then the board can move forward with taking some money out of reserves for emergency purposes. But if it's just to do something, the association needs to approve any money that comes out of the
I'm just speaking from understanding.
Within the operating budget.
Yeah.
Right?
We can move that anywhere, right? Your operating budget.
Right. But you're talking about taking money out of the reserve.
That's right.
Yeah.
Okay.
So that's difference that for me anyway.
When we replaced the basketball courts last year, it was done at the meeting, it was done with a referendum, and we took a vote and majority rules. Where did that money come from?
$10,000.
So we're talking about very similar
things
here. We have a court. We don't have, it's you're here or there how many people are going to vote yes or no, but we have a court. It's in need of repair. We're talking about maintenance activity and referendum, and then we'll make a vote, and if the vote is for the majority votes yes, then it's going to come out of the reserves.
Right.
Can I just for semantics, it's not a referendum.
Right.
I think we need to stay away from that word, because in the bylaws there's very specific rules that talks about how we have to handle referendums, and you have to mail things, and so it's not a referendum. It's a motion reading before the association for a vote. It's not a referendum.
Yeah, we have to do some referendum bylaws. And I actually have the referendum. I did a lot of screenshots with that.
So
just about how people are. It's confusing.
So we just don't want to be caught up with something that we have to.
We don't want to use a word that's going to get us caught up.
Right.
Referendums require mailings and so forth.
Yes.
Okay.
So which is why I can say motion.
Right.
Yeah. Motion.
That's how the basketball court was handled. It's a motion from the floor.
Okay. Yes. Motion from the floor.
Yeah. Motion, not a referendum.
The motion from the floor.
Well, Phil requested.
Harry asked for it, and somebody gave it to me. And then they all voted.
Committee that would look for it. Phil asked for it from the property's perspective.
Right.
So we'll have to talk about that, who makes the motion.
Yes, which you're the chair, so you would probably make it first.
Yeah.
Okay.
You would present and also make the motion.
Make the motion.
Yeah.
Yes. So, we can talk.
All right, thanks.
So,
we'll
see how it goes. Move forward. We're on the right track. Thank you.
Yeah. All right. We need to move along. It's almost 9 o'clock.
I totally agree.
Yeah.
So we need to talk about the August meeting, which I think now looked at.
Can we finish going?
Are we done talking about the tennis pickleball committee?
Yes.
Yeah.
All right, so the next meeting was the August meeting because we're in new business, right? So I think Kathy on the agenda.
Yeah.
You
want to, so at what point do I talk about Lake Hayward Days? I thought we'd do that before we get
to it. Oh, any kind of sense. I'm sorry.
Yeah. All right. Okay.
I'm sorry.
Anissa, for you, what I've done in the past is I asked the treasurer for a cash bank of $300 for the, you know, to start the food, and $300 for the food and $200 for the risk. They're selling $5 wristbands for beach games. They need a $200 bank. So I don't know how. Last time I went to the treasurer, like 2 weeks in advance, I said, I need this much money. Can you get it for me? Is that how I should do it with you?
Do you want me to write you a check? Can you write
no, I need the cash. I mean, she said,
you want me to hand you cash?
Yeah, that's what the other treasurer did. She went to the bank and I said, I need this many tens, this many fives. However it's comfortable for you.
If you
give me a check, I have no place to cash it, though, because I don't have any bank accounts myself here in town.
Can I give you a cash request?
Well, you
see, yeah, the paperwork I'm not worried about. Yeah. You want the cash. So
yeah. It was normally...
It's enough time. So, okay. Yeah, that's what it takes. Because
if I give you a piece of paper with what I need, the nominations, is that good enough for you? And I need 10, you know, this, whatever.
Yeah.
Because I know, especially with the wristbands, what happens is moms come with $20 bills.
Yeah.
You know, and then they're stuck with some, you know, they don't have any change to make. And then what I did is as soon as we get $300 in the till, I take it out and bring it to you. So here's the $300 back.
That's fine. When I write a check, either through myself or to cash, I'm going to go to the Liberty Bank. I'm going to charge the Carnival Games.
Yeah.
Carnival
Games? Oh, Lake Hayward Days. Lake Hayward Days.
Yeah.
So, yeah. I'll tell you what. I'll write a piece of paper. I'll get it to you with what we need for each one.
Sure.
Thank you. And the other thing is, in the past, when I was working with Angela, all my money requests would go to Angela. I mean, that's the way we've done it. It goes to the chairman, and then the chairman goes. Now, I'm asking this year, what do you want me to do? I'm going to probably spend $1,000 out of my pocket between Noel's and DJ's. And I keep all receipts out, fill a check request out. Normally it would go to Angela. What do I do with the check request this year?
So you're going to give it to Lisa.
Okay.
And then we're keeping an accounting of the expenses.
Yeah.
I am going to go over the budget with Lynn. Okay. However, again, she's not up to speed, so we can't just throw it. We don't want her to leave.
Right. No. No, I have no problem. I can work with Lisa. That's fine. I'll fill the check request out, and then you get me the check whenever you get it to me. That's fine.
Okay.
All right, that's good.
So I do
have that request for the cash, really. I know there's plenty of room there to tell you what you want, the nominations you want.
Okay. Okay, okay.
And if there's one amount for 300 for something, but, and then there's which gives, which that would be, just put it all on there.
Yeah, I'll separate it for you.
300 for this and 200
for 300 for kitchen, 200 for everything.
So categorize them.
Yeah, and we have two separate cash boxes, and I try really hard to keep the money separate because I like to justify how much money I spent and what we're getting for income for the food. And I'd like to kind of make sure that we're, you know, last year we lost $7. And I was really happy with that. But with the wristband, if you keep that wristband money into my money, then it gets all screwed up. I don't have any idea how much profit I've made or how much I've lost or whatever. Right. Thank you.
Thank you.
Pretty much that was it. I just, you know.
Where's that question?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
No, I don't have a question for that. I'm wondering when you're done.
When I'm done.
Mm-hmm.
Other than the fact that I need volunteers, and I'm gonna look at that list you have and make sure that we've called people who signed up to help them with their day. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. If I'm dry, okay, I'll check out.
I'm done. Okay. New business, and I'd like to talk about insurance. So currently, we pay almost $30,000 a year in an insurance program. I'm not sure when is the last time we have taken that insurance program out to bid. I suspect we're overdue. I think that there are some serious concerns with how the insurance program is structured. Fortunately, it hasn't been put to the test. So what I would like to do is propose that we put together a committee, doesn't have to be a big committee, put together a proposal specification and go out and get three competitive bids for our insurance program for July of 2024.
Mm-hmm.
I'm concerned enough now that if we were able to go out even prior and replace this midterm, I think we'd be well served. The fact that we are being insured under homeowners condominium, which is a whole section of law in Connecticut, when we are in fact a governmental entity, which makes us truly subject to a different section of law, raises my concerns that were we to be sued and submit that suit to the carrier, Tokio Marine, Philadelphia, they're going to look at this and say, you're not who you said you were. It will be our insurance agent's concern first and foremost, but then they'll turn to the applications that our representatives sign. And I think that, you know, we've talked about estoppel. They've had the coverage for more than 2 years. They've had an opportunity to inspect them. They haven't.
under estoppel, they would probably honor the claim, but I suspect they cancel it pretty quick thereafter.
Yeah, that's a great idea because we have not always been insured the way we should. Those of us who have been here for a while, remember when the pavilion burnt down, we were wholly underinsured.
Mm.
That pavilion was not insured for nearly what the value was, and we paid a lot of money out of our pocket to rebuild the pavilion, and that should never happen again.
I'm volunteering to help you.
Wonderful.
We've got to get a committee first.
Well, we're volunteering to help, nothing?
Right.
Okay. Do you need a motion for a small
I just want to make one notation that it is the president's signature that goes on the insurance policies on all of them.
Mm-hmm.
So I just want that to be up front. So if there's a subcommittee, I think we should probably wait till we get our new board members as well. And you know we don't have board members, but let's wait and. But I think at the time we should make sure we keep that in mind that the president signed all of those. It's a required signature. So my point is the responsible party is who's they're going to come to the person who signed the paper. So just make sure that person stays involved. We all know we're having
no question about that. It should be all of us.
Right.
Yes,
right. Right. So I mean, if I'm involved, you know, whoever the president is, if you're the president at the time, yes, you got to be involved.
That's what I'm just. That's exactly
We're not trying to pull any wool over anybody.
No.
Wait, I wasn't finished.
Oh.
I did talk to I'm insurance agent. I have like 30 years. When we first came to the lake, I talked to him about insurance policy. And he said, because he had lake property, he just moved to Florida. He said there was very few companies that cover what we have.
Right.
That's correct.
That was a big problem.
So, I think it's not going to be an easy task if we,
at the moment,
go out for bids. I understand. But going out for bids and getting a declination for eligibility.
Right.
Is still going out for bid. I think we need to look at what's in the market.
Yeah, I agree. The waterfront was a big part of our problem too, getting insurance. The three beaches were a huge consideration.
Yeah, on the policy, and it shows a bunch of companies, and like two are eligible to insure us.
Have we ever had that opinion from our attorney in terms of what we're signing up for? I mean, I think that point is that.
Agreed. So I questioned our agent. I want to see what he comes back with in writing, and then he was on vacation or something. But it is. I wrote down what he told me. It was because we are a statutory municipality. We are a special taxing district, which there is no, as he said, code for. So I want to see what he brings back in writing, and then we can have the attorney look at it and answer those questions. I think that's a good idea, huh?
Well, maybe that has to be some way to determine.
I do agree. I think that's great, then.
Yeah. All right.
Everybody happy with that?
Yeah, we need to agree.
Okay. Any other new business?
Nope.
Okay. So I think we can talk about the August 20th meeting, right?
For sure. Good boy.
For me, I think it's a matter of putting the tennis and pickleball court committee on the agenda.
So where do you want it?
Right up front. Come on, Chris. Right up front.
Is it a subcommittee of properties, or is it its own committee?
It's its own committee.
Okay.
And I think we should just put it under the reports of the committee. I mean, that's where we're going to... Right? I mean, how does everybody feel about that?
I'm thinking putting it on a report to the committee.
Okay.
Put it out to the right?
Okay. Wouldn't go under properties? Well, I wouldn't go under properties, I guess.
It's a separate committee.
Like the dam committee, working on the dam.
Okay, that's fine.
But eventually, the work gets done, and then doesn't the maintenance of that become something that is funded under the properties budget on a go-forward basis? I can't see that you would have a separate line item on the budget that would be separate and apart from all other assets.
Well, we were doing that when we were going to somebody, I think it was Tina Beckett. She was going to do the playground. We put a separate line item for Second Beach Playground. So as the budget changes, so does our line items. So I think if the committee should dissolve, which I really don't see that happening, because I also heard Pete saying, you know, maybe we can, you know, start, you know, our Tuesday, Thursday, you want to kind of do it as an event.
I think it's going to be regular maintenance required.
Right, right.
I think it depends whether he calls us on asset management committee.
Right.
Right now happens to be working on this asset, but in the future they have different members and it's just looking at any major asset.
We're talking about board stuff now?
So, I think we create this committee that we just did, and let them do their work and then go from there. I mean, again, it's like the dam committee. I mean, that's going to require maintenance after, right? And now the maintenance is actually falling under Phil, but we don't know how it's going to evolve.
Yeah, even if we go from meeting once a month to twice a year, I think the committee will stay in place or morph into something else, merge into something else. Mm-hmm.
Okay. I mean, is everybody okay with that?
Yep. Mm-hmm. So getting back to this meeting, Giselle, is okay. Are you okay with this, Lisa? Okay. I just want to, you know, you guys are in charge of the nominating, so let me just set the names.
Yeah. Good. Yeah.
And then just say for nominations on the floor.
Yeah.
Okay.
And if you want to go under the rules,
I'm pretty sure I spelled that right.
Oh. Okay.
I will.
You double check on that before I print them. I got a short of the key. I'm going to do that tomorrow.
There's dogs that run around.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right.
Okay.
Yeah.
He just wants to be with everybody.
Is there anything else for the August meeting?
I don't think so.
I do want to say, I think the newsletter, we should probably collect your tax report in. Lisa, your June 30th reports again. If you want to put something in, for nominating.
I'm afraid they weren't here tonight.
So I wanted to get a board ahead of up.
For the newsletter.
Yeah, it doesn't hurt. Sorry.
And then I know you'll put the agenda
at the end of the minute.
And then I'll also put the budget again.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
And it's something for Third Beach as well that I'll be putting in.
Okay.
While you're talking about the August meeting, just an FYI, there's lots of grumbling. Remember we had a discussion about the Airbnb?
Yes.
You're going to get a petition. 20 people are going to sign a petition, request a special meeting to discuss. You know, in the bylaws, any 20 people could ask for a special meeting with the board. It's going to
yes,
come.
Yes, that's correct.
I don't know if it's going to happen in the meeting or not. It may very well happen in the meeting, but just give you a heads up.
That's okay. I will comment on that. I did talk to the attorney about that.
Okay.
I actually had about a 15-minute conversation with him, and I got a lot out.
Oh, great.
So he said it's a slippery slope right now because the towns and everybody aren't in a good area of what it actually is.
Right.
Is it actually a business? Is it actually,
you know, is it maybe, you know, 60% of the time that your Airbnb, you know, constitutes a business?
Right.
Nobody knows. So.
I'm just giving you a heads up.
Thank you.
It's in the works. I don't know if you're going to hear about it at the meeting, but if you don't, you'll hear about it very shortly thereafter.
Yeah.
What
is the favor? Are you
explaining this to me? Real quick. In the bylaws, any group of 20 people or more on signature can request a special meeting. And there's a group of people who are really highly upset about the Airbnbs and the trouble they caused at the lake here. And they want to discuss it. And they came like you all did and spoke in the public comment, but we never really, we kind of said that after the August meeting, we're going to touch base on it, but it's just, there's a lot of grumbling, and I've been told that people are going to request that special meeting. I'm just giving the board a heads up.
Well, I mean, considering we had, a public, come and speak publicly.
Right. Yeah.
Last month.
Yeah, during the campaign.
Yes, and he was pretty passionate about what he had to say, and I heard a lot too, Dave.
We're not going to discuss it tonight. I just thought you had to.
Thank you.
Can I just pass on? I did spend about 20 minutes with Jim Dentist talking about this.
Yeah,
and he said follow each line. They're pulling all the associations together to have a court case. It's going to be a mess.
I don't mean to be a pain in the ass, but. I can't have that discussion right now. We can talk after the meeting, but...
Okay, so let's finish up. I'll just wait and see. Hemant's already got his keys out. Does anybody have anything else they want to add for the August meeting? Talk about concerns? Kathy, do you have anything?
No, I think we're okay.
Set up?
I'll take care of it.
Okay.
I'll get a crew.
What time do you, you want to set?
4 or 5 in the morning.
Now, I'll make sure I bring yellow jackets with me.
Was it 10 o'clock? 10 o'clock morning meeting? Yeah, we'll move it up for
9?
8:30, 9 o'clock.
8:30,
9. Okay. I'll see
you
at 9 o'clock.
9 a.m.
set up.
And for the one other thing that we didn't touch upon is he drilled out.
Oh, yeah.
I saw that.
He drilled both of the cabinets out, and we moved that room around. There's more room in there now.
So one of the file cabinet I saw was like half drilled out.
Yeah.
So what was it?
I drilled it out and I took the locking mechanism off.
It just popped.
But that's for you to look at. There's tax records going back probably 10 years maybe. So you need to decide what needs to go and what needs to stay. What do we do with them? You don't just throw them in the garbage, do you?
I shred them. Yeah,
right.
7 years is shredded.
Yeah, right. So, I don't really want to get a chance to sit down and take a look at it. At the end of the meeting, you can, look and see.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right.
Thank you. Everybody all set?
Yes. I think we're good.
Motion to adjourn?
So moved.
Okay. All in favor?
Aye. All right. Thank you all.
Have a good night. Thank you.
Thank you. I'm going fast.
Yeah, I know. Yeah.